Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to a second splendiferous half.
That's a really good goddamn word.
No need for apologies, NNFA. I'm the God, Dave Temple.
I'm the great boy, your Gaines.
Back again, hanging out, and our guest back with us, the great Reg Thomas. Reg, very, very funny guy, always out doing his thing. Please check him out on social media, R.E.G. Thomas.
You chewing gum in the mic?
Yeah. You know, media. Still needs a little media training, but it's all right.
Yes, yeah, I got to take one.
Because I got the music in my ear, so I'm not thinking about it.
I know. Isn't that wild? You know it's bad, too, if Derek calling that shit out. Derek, we be in the middle of plugs, and Derek be like, and you know what else? I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Nigga, I'm off.
We like some stooges when it comes to this
podcast
shit.
On the spectrum.
Yeah, my bad. All right, we in the mix.
So, we back. Probably be a little slower. We all just smoked out front. Feel a little slower after smoking. I'm always more calm. It might take a good strain.
Personally,
we got to talking about Austin while we was out there.
And what happened in Austin?
You recently came back from Austin?
I headlined Cap City from the 29th to the 1st.
Yeah, nice. I always wanted to do Cap City. Let's talk.
And then I ended up spending like an extra 4 days out there, and I got there a day early. So I was out there for like almost a week.
Nice.
And like I got to see the whole scene. I got to meet comedians. First of all, I hate the comedy scene out there. Like, it's just nothing but...
Because mostly L.A.?
It's a city of open micers with a couple niggas who are nice but just couldn't blow up.
Yeah, because a lot of open micers flocked to that move thing. A lot of open micers flocked over there for another chance.
It's like I've never seen rape jokes just fly so freely.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know them Austin types.
Yeah, it was just all of that. And like it was crazy to see like New York comics doing like Melissa Diaz doing rape jokes. I'm like, do you need to do this to work? Like, and nigga, I did a show with Tony Hinchcliffe.
Okay, that's that whole scene.
Yes, and so like he was throwing a show at an arena in town.
Yes,
okay.
The next night, so we're at Vulcan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
and the whole crowd is Kill Tony fans.
Yes,
okay,
nigga. First of all, everybody who's on that show, like the whole lineup was just regulars on that show.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
Like, David Lucas go up and just like I'm talking about humongous.
Yeah, because it filled up. The upstairs part too, right?
Yeah.
But the fans are just that frantic for these niggas. So they bring me up. I kill, bro. But like I kill in on some shit where it's like, nigga, you cannot not kill in this fucking room. Like,
right.
Okay.
It's too hot not
it's an
to
arena.
Kill.
Yeah, okay. That's okay. Just like Pit Fighter.
Yeah, Vulcan is pretty wild.
They want it.
Vulcan is big.
It's like real steel. Feel like they fight robots in there.
But then you realize that like as a New York comic, you so well seasoned, like, oh, you niggas are thirsty for good comedy. Like this ain't nothing.
We murdered in Austin. Yeah. Me and Dave cleaned up in Austin.
Nigga, Tony Hinchcliffe goes on stage after me. Nigga. I'm talking about I killed, bro. It meant nothing, bro.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yo, I'm talking about he came up.
Tony.
He put his hands up, nigga. It was like Jesus walked in.
Yeah,
like,
man.
Tony.
Yeah, man. He's funny, and then he's got a serious, loyal fan base. So, like, that's a different thing that you're seeing there. You know what I mean? And I respect it because it's self-made. You know what I mean?
I just don't like when the open micers try to invite you to the Mount Rushmore or Austin. Like, they want you to go see the Joe Rogan statue. Like, get the fuck out of here, man.
There's a statue?
They said, come upstairs, guys. There's a rooftop in Vulcan where it has the Mount Rushmore of Austin. And it's Joe Rogan, Tony Hinchcliffe, and two other motherfuckers. I don't know. I think one of them might be Shane. But I don't know. But, yeah, it's a scene out there. That COVID.
It's a nice comedy club. The Mothership's a nice comedy club, though.
Yeah.
You did it?
I didn't get to do it, but I'm like, son, just being there for a week, I was like just on some spiteful shit, I was like, I'm coming back just to get past here.
Okay.
Mm. Just for the sake of.
Because you saw what they was putting up on that mic.
Just like, yo, man.
You saw what they was putting up on the mic and was like, man, yeah. I could do that.
Like, where the fuck, like. And on top of that, it's the type of time where, like, respectfully, like, I was just going to do jokes that I'm known for because it's y'all niggas are so unfunny, y'all ain't got nothing to do but steal a good joke. So.
Mm. Oh, so you just putting out old
filler.
I basically did my don't tell set. Like,
right.
So
do you think it's that life is a little bit better out there? Because, like, comedy, unfortunately, it come from tragedy, right? Like, you got to be able to really endure some stuff to be funny.
Yeah.
Like, I've always felt that was the difference between, like, New York and L.A. My only time, or I've been to L.A. a few times doing comedy, but that was, like, an open micer. And the difference that I saw between open mic there and here, in L.A., it's beautiful weather. People are pulling up, valet parking their car, and waiting their turn to go on a mic versus New York is 2-3 trains and it might be raining when you come out and you put your name in a bucket. You know what I mean? Like, it's you gotta really
to be honest with you, bro, like, I'm, because this is the thing, like, throughout the trip, I even met comedians who were from Austin who were at the Austin comedy scene before Joe Rogan and then moved it and the whole scene changed. And they were so disgusted with what the scene had become, they quit comedy. And
oh,
that shit was crazy.
Shit. The was that the shadows of in the shadows of Austin.
Yo, son, it was so if it was a fairy tale, bro, it's like the part of like Lion King when they go to like the graveyard of like the elephants. Son, like I'm like and like my nigga, like you know I love stand up, bro. Like and I see what they going through. I'm headlining. I'm like, yo, well, y'all come do some stage at my, sometime in my show.
Right.
I got y'all come through. No, comedy's dead to me. I was like. Yo, I was like, you can't let them win like this. Yo, son,
everything
my nigga, I was so heartbroken to hang with it. But like, with that being said, they own the one dude I met. His name was Zach. He owned a speakeasy bar.
Okay.
And so like, New Year's night, I finished headlining. I go to the bar because they let me smoke inside. They playing CeeLo. I don't even really gamble, but that's an East Coast dice game. I know how to play CeeLo. Mm-hmm. Nigga, tell me why I hit 4, 5, 6 and win all the money.
Sometimes you're just in the zone. Sometimes things just work in your favor.
You was just
you
doing good
out
there. You caught a lick, nigga. You caught a lick.
This is how real of a nigga I am. Nigga, I hit 4, 5, 6, win all the money. I'm not even excited. I'm like, bro, how the fuck I'm going to get out this room?
Yeah, man.
They going to kill my ass. They gonna kill me on the way out.
I'm like, man, I'm the only nigga in this room in Texas. I done won all the money.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get out before they remember who they really are.
Yeah, that's funny.
You was by yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, you just went out there. Confused. See that? You were traveling.
I really went out there just to smoke and drink at the spot. Them being Southern and being like, no, we'll cover you, get in the game.
I'm still not fully comfortable with that. Like that open hospitality that the South has.
Cause I know it's bullshit.
Okay.
Wait, are you feeling like that's fake too?
Yo, East Coast niggas, like, the way we are, bro, the Northeastern people, like, we so private and just traditionally, like...
Like, yeah, 6 feet.
Yeah, like, yo, I come do this pod, yo, y'all could call me anytime, because, like, I actually hang with y'all, I'll spend time with y'all, y'all know me.
Right.
Like, but, like, it took time for us to get there. Like, Southern people be like, come on in. Well, hold on. Like, and because they want to get in your business. They just want to get in your business.
I'm a challenge just only because, like, you're Caribbean, right?
Yeah.
Now, have you been to Haiti? You've been there?
When I was younger, but, like, not a long
but
time.
But would you say Caribbean people in the Caribbean don't have the same mentality as Northeastern people?
I couldn't picture, even if you was Haitian and you was living good, I still couldn't picture you be like, yo, come on over, neighbor, like.
Okay, so the hospitality
culturally,
that we get
culturally
in
Haitian,
the islands
yeah,
is bullshit.
I'll speak for Haitians. Culturally, it's still like, all right, my family, yeah, like we're all up in each other's business and can talk. But like outsiders, like who are you?
Okay,
yeah, I get it.
Okay.
I like that.
I just feel like, I don't know. I mean, the way they make it seem, they always make it seem
they
like
make it seem
for
like
tourism.
You can just leave your house open.
Right,
like,
right,
nah,
right.
Man,
yeah, come on over here.
World,
we'll
yo.
Make you some fish and some rice and
yeah,
peas.
The world
like,
is
okay,
the world.
Okay. Yeah.
But like, like some people are like that. Like, I definitely get. I remember my boy Derek. His father, like a Chinese Jamaican nigga, like so, like he looked like Jackie Chan, but like is a straight up Rastafarian.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's dope.
So like, you know, he don't really, and he's like the type of old man, you can't even ask him more than two questions before he get an attitude. But we come to his house after school, he come cook us up some fish, and then like go off into the
room. You don't need to talk. I get it. Yeah. Some people just be like that. Yeah.
That's funny.
Growing up like that made dating hard for me because you know, women be like asking all sorts of questions. I'm like, what the fuck?
All this.
I don't think. All this shit. These are great videos because I don't think Caribbean people are good at answering questions in general.
Yeah, because we feel like, yo, what are you getting at? What do you want? What information do you want?
All right. So do you think this guy is avoiding the question or he just don't know? Jamaican professionalism. Play this video. This is a hilarious clip. Again, one more time, shout out to Marcel, the Samurai. This dude always be sending me wild shit in my DMs. Shout out to everybody that sends me wild shit in my DMs. I enjoy every bit of it. I can't respond to all of them, but I usually try to get in and double like them or at least give the laughy face. But I do be watching this shit.
Mm-hmm. Use the word professional in a sentence for me.
Oh. Well, Jamaica is a lovely country. And anywhere in the world you go, you'll hear about Jamaican.
All right, so use the word professional in a sentence.
Professional. Mm-hmm. Jamaica is a lovely country. And it's somewhere you can come and work and build yourself. If you want to know how to run fast, come to Jamaica.
Yeah, he's trying to say
that. Use the word professional in a sentence for me.
Jamaica land we love.
Nah, this is crazy. It's like he hit a glitch.
Professional in a sentence.
Yeah, man, he broke that dude. This dude is broken.
I am a professional Jamaican.
There we go, Bumba Glad.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe that's the reason why some people just ain't answering shit. They're like, look, man, I'm not trying to make myself look crazy, man.
That was so good.
I like that too, because it's like, I always advocate there are professional Jamaicans, man. Like, there's a website for Jamaica. There's a website. Visit Jamaica. Some Jamaican dude made that. So it's not just all partying and fucking red stripe.
That shit was funny as hell.
You want to run fast?
I was like, what is this nigga talking about?
You want to do good, run fast? Come to Jamaica.
Nah, I thought we had it when we say he was broken. And then he said, I'm a professional Jamaican. No. I said, oh, he saved it.
No, he saved it. That was great. That was a great answer. That was great. Wherever you got that from, that was good.
Professional Jamaican, man. I was going to go to, you ever been to like any Sound Clash party or anything like that? Like, are you into reggae music?
I've been to a Sound Clash before. Yeah. It was a nice little experience. Yeah,
do you fuck with reggae music like that though?
You know what's so funny? I'm working on a bit where I'm advocating to bring back dancehall music to the parties.
It got more girls to the floor.
Because like Afrobeats has taken over, and it's because I feel like, you know, dancehall music was very homophobic at the time. But in our defense, we had no idea how homophobic them songs was when we were singing them as kids.
Yeah. Right.
Even the gay kids were singing them.
Right. Oh yeah, gay people love
and like,
T.O.K.
And like, I understand that Afrobeats ain't so homophobic, but that's because gay people are not allowed in Africa.
Like, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Like, bring back
so
the dance.
So, how do you feel about the Afrobeat movement?
I'm good on it. I'm like,
yeah, I've had enough.
Send it back.
I've had enough. I can't take no more.
Because my thing is, like, the songs aren't even whack, but like, it doesn't even lead to any type of dancing with a chick. It's just a dance battle.
Thank you. Somebody told me I was crazy for this, because I was like, all right, somebody was telling me, like, yo, man, you gotta go see Burna Boy.
We didn't see Bubble
at Burna Boy. And I'm like,
and they all looking at him.
Right. Like,
they ain't worried about you.
You paying money to go
watch a chick oogle at that nigga on stage.
I don't get that concept.
He's glistening.
And he's like, what's wrong with y'all? It's always about bitches with y'all. And I'm like, yo, you brought it up that it was bitches, and I'm telling you,
you talking about Kev. You talking about Kev. Shout out to my nigga.
I'll tell you right now, any nigga that say shit like that to me, I get Corey Holcomb on him. I'm like, so was you like niggas?
Right. What are you here for? It's such an integral part of
pussy
life.
Pussy is
for
an
men.
Integral part and, to and, this and whole
men
have, thing.
They're not allowed to be honest about it, to be like, look, man, the only reason why I took a shot.
So a nigga telling
good.
Me he went to the Burna Boy concert not for the bitches is the wildest shit.
He went for the music. That motherfucker went for the Africa of
nah,
it.
I went to go see Denny Dent sing without his shirt. Like, yeah, you crazy, boy.
Nah, man.
Well, all right, how do you feel about, like, would you go to a rap concert and the rapper ain't got no shirt on? Is that cool with you?
Yo, the only time I'm going to any event at this age or even before, it was because I had a plug and I was in there for free.
I understand that. But, like, does it buy, like, if a rapper is performing with no shirt on?
If that's part of the set and I knew that was going to happen, I'm not really stressed about it.
Me, yeah. All three of us.
I'm not really stressed about the fact that Burna Boy is taking off his shirt. I'm just not pressed about Burna Boy. And on top of that, he do bring out the hose.
Right.
And guess what? I am not Burna Boy. And I do not have on a chain. So guess what? I'm just taking up space in this bitch.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Saying. I don't know. I feel like it could be.
Because, yo.
Hey there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in the states where Delta 8 is legal.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to get high?
Yeah, high, huh?
Like, really high.
Sorry.
Like, super duper legally Spice Girl high. Which wow. You know those girls had to be high to be making those kind of songs.
I mean.
I tell you what I want, what I really want. I want vapes, gummies. Well, vape, listen.
Gummies, vapes.
If you're over the age of 21 and you're living in the states where this is legal, which is all of them, go to YoDelta.com and stock up on Delta 8. What is Delta 8? I don't know. But it's found in hemp, and it can be legally shipped to various states and get you high. And that's all you really care about. At YoDelta.com, you can find all of your gummy, vape, and flower and getting high needs. And you get access to high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8. I can tell you that Delta 8 works and that this stuff should be taken responsibly.
Not responsibly.
Yeah, man. You got to be responsible, man. Okay, like, don't let responsibilities. Your kids get into it. Don't be out here driving no car on Delta 8. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You can move around, but be the passenger. So
absolutely.
One more time, go to YoDelta.com. And when you check out, if you use promo code GAS, that's G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off. That's one more time. That's promo code GAS, G-A-S, for 25%
off. A quarter off.
YoDelta.com, home of the Delta 8 that will get you super duper high. Let's get back into it.
Let's get back into the show.
When you bring out, when you have an event, whether it be a act that's a concert or whatever, when you bring out the, when you're the act that brings out the bitches, bro, like, I ain't gonna lie, something like Taylor Swift, when Taylor Swift was on tour last year, I was on the road, like, just like two or three times. We'd be in the same town as Taylor Swift. That bitch would kill our ticket sales.
Yeah.
But the baddest white bitches I've ever seen in my life just running around that town. I'd be like, whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I don't even like white girls. I'd be like, all right, Pink Toe, where you going?
Yeah. There was a period in my life I was Ubering in Philly, and I got to see who was a real, like, big act. Cause it would just, the city would just surge.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
I appreciate
wow.
that about Philly, yeah.
Yeah, like, oh, like you would just turn on the app and the whole city be red and you'd be like, what's going on? Like,
Philly
oh,
niggas love a theme.
Concert.
Y'all love a theme, yo.
Yeah.
If the theme is like, yeah, wear red for the concert, everyone's in red. Like,
oh, no, no, my bad. I said that wrong. Their app turned red to show that it's surging.
Okay.
So it's like there's a higher demand for rides. So it's like if there was a Drake concert, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, everybody getting
every,
money.
Your shit, which y'all would see as a surge, prices higher than usual, that's all day.
It's just beat
all
red.
All day.
It's just beat red.
Yeah, people just getting to town.
That was the year, that was like the year when Kev did MSG for the first time, and he had traffic fucked up right around that shit, yeah.
I saw that. Like, Drake literally shuts the city down. Who else was big like that? Like, Taylor Swift was big like that. Pink was big like that. She shuts the city down. There was a lot of artists that I would just find out, like, why is it, oh, this person had a concert.
Shit,
I didn't know they was moving like. You know who else was moving? Wildin' Out. I didn't realize Wildin' Out was moving like that. Wildin' Out shut the city the fuck down when they came and did the fucking arena, man. That shit is huge.
Because, man, like, kids grew up watching that show. Like, DC Young Fly is a superstar to people.
Yeah.
He's a star in general.
Yeah. I get it. Yeah, man, that was the show to be on. And then to watch that grow to all them seasons, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, man.
That shit is still low-key the show to be on. You can still get a little wave on that.
Oh, yeah, man, yeah. And it's going to be interesting
to see. I
got to
learn how to freestyle.
It's going to be interesting
to see. Me too, nigga, I don't know.
What that leads to for them. Like, you're going to know where we at when you start seeing them hustling a certain kind of product. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, nowadays, I'll see Boyz II Men singing about insurance. Like, that's where their fan base is at.
Right. Okay.
You know what I mean? Like Snoop.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Snoop be doing commercials for Skechers now.
Yeah, what the white bitch with the red hair going to be singing
that's
about
where his fan base is at, right? You know what I mean?
That's it. That is gonna be interesting.
Yeah. What's
Carlos
the
Miller? Carlos Miller selling you like muscles? Yeah.
He's doing MaxiPad commercials.
Yeah. What's DC gonna do? What's Courtney B gonna be saying? You know, like or Rip Michaels?
DC's gonna do Old Spice commercials.
I can see that.
Rip Michaels is gonna do radio spots.
Courtney's gonna be hosting like those.
Call Michael Amosol.
Those shows that we saw where What's Her Face was doing with John Cena, those warrior shows.
Those Japanese game shows where you jump around on stuff.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Banzai and all that shit. Yeah.
What about Maddie Smith? Maddie's probably going to do The View.
You got to look at what. You got to look at what those fans are going to grow up.
I like that.
To
like
consume.
Maddie's
going to
blow up. So.
Yeah. Because you got to think, like, everybody is themselves no matter what. Well, we know this as inside baseball, but like we know who they are outside of Wildin' Out, the right. people that we know on that show.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like we know what their comedy is, and I could just kind of project. Yeah, Maddie's probably going to be like, what was the brown version of The View? Was it The Talk?
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, you think she'll be like a token white girl on a show like that?
She'll probably be like, you know, Drew Barrymore-ing it, holding people's hands, maybe making them rap.
Oh, wow.
Making poems. Ellen DeGeneres dance down the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, like cool daytime show.
Yeah, like that girl, Taylor Tomlinson, is the new host of At Midnight. And she was around when we was around her.
Yeah.
Sure.
You remember her?
I know who she is. I don't remember a joke from her. So I'm just, you know.
I don't. That's not to say anything about her.
That don't mean nothing to them.
I'm saying is we was talking about this before you came on. I wasn't always hanging out at night like I was supposed to because I need to go, like, get ready.
I feel like I should still hang out more, and I don't hang out at all nowadays. I be in my house getting fatter.
Jesus. Sound sadder, nigga. Just come on out. Shit, we outside. You know us. We be outside hanging.
Yeah. I think that's the weird thing, though. As men, as we get older, we don't really hit each other up. Like, we could be... we could be... All right, here's the deal. Derek and I were kind of like unofficial roommates for a while. I was on his couch for like 3 years, right? He could be in his room board, I'd be in the living room board, and that was just it, bro. Like, I think there was never really like we should solve this problem by going to do something. That just don't occur for men as we get older.
Sometimes niggas be broke.
Sometimes
you gotta be bored. Bored don't cost nothing.
But it's like, we wouldn't choose to be bored together. Be like, you be bored in there.
You want
to
go shoot hoops? A nigga be. I can. Because imagine y'all both bored and broken. You ask Derek if you want to do an activity. Yo, you want to go? Nah.
That's why I run by myself. It's cheap.
I'm not
and don't
going.
Nobody. Yeah. Nobody's coming to
you
do
think
that.
I don't want to annoy you, nigga, trying to run. Nah, I don't want to be that nigga. You the goddamn devil trying to take. Nah.
To be
nigga.
Honest with you.
Hey, man, you want
to
play cards?
I
might do that.
I'll do any stuff like that. But I will say this, and I throw this out there to anybody that fuck with me. I don't mind getting people to the starting line with running. I will always come down to your pace. I just need you to be on time. That's it. If you're going to do it, be on time. Be where you said you was going
like
to be.
Running.
And you,
running
I got
outdoors
you.
Is the one. Really, I really just don't like running in the cold.
Oh, it's the best, man. Well, I
well, that's mean, supposed to open your lungs up. That's the cold.
Nigga,
open.
My lungs are full of ganja, bro. That should have hurt.
Yeah, man.
Well, that's why
kill you,
I smoke before I run also. You know what I mean? But like for me, I did cryotherapy at the beginning of last year. You know what that is?
When you sit in the cold?
Yeah, you get in the tank and they take it down to like negative 18 degrees and just chill your whole shit out to help you recover. And it worked. It worked. We did like three changes.
How
we
long
did three
can you
sessions.
Stay in when the shit is negative 18? You
like
can't.
Like 3 minutes. You stay in for 3 minutes. And the girl got to count you down and let you know because you be. And they be like, all right, 30 more seconds. You know what I mean? But like.
Like that's that shit. That's how Antonio Brown got a frostbite. Like I think his foot was cold, was wet when he
Well, they give us they give us gloves and socks to keep your extremities from freezing, but you're in your
shit.
Underwear. And the whole purpose is.
How small do your balls get?
I never even got a chance to look. Because I'll be honest with you, you be so cold that when they open it for you, you grab the, what do you call it? The robe to put on and warm up, and then you go into your thing. Bro, you be so cold, but like the room warms you up pretty fast, but you do not be thinking about your dick at all.
I won't do this shit.
You don't
this
be thinking about your dick
fun.
At all.
Cryogenic?
Cryotherapy. It's not as expensive as you think, man. Like,
was it a band?
Huh?
Was it a band?
No, it wasn't that much. It was probably like 195 for like three sessions.
Nigga, that's Jordan's. All
right,
you can do that.
You know what, but what I'm saying is,
y'all want to do it you want to do it as an episode?
We can if they'll let us film in there. I think they will because they weren't. It was a small place.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, this is the one that we did. I did it. Tiana did it with me. Well, yeah, because she's not really in that shit. That's some AI generated.
See, how was
bullshit.
It was
crazy, but I do recommend it. And the place also does like those IV drips for all different types of shit. It'll be like dehydration, vitamin drip,
lung detox.
You're feeling cold. You have a cold, whatever.
Right.
But these white girls were like, who do this all the time, they were like, whatever,
oh,
talking.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, don't talk to me.
Some white girls definitely
don't tell
laughed
me how long
at us.
I've got. Just like, let me know when I'm done.
Yeah,
and I'm
we were definitely getting
just
dressed.
Myself.
And some white girls kind of got in the chamber behind us. And you could hear them kind of talking with the assistant. Like, I don't understand why people act like it's that. I'm like, oh, well, fuck you, bitch. You know what
that's
I mean?
So
and shit was cold.
Being
you know what I mean? But I say all of that to say,
you don't
want to
be counted down. I want, like, let me know how long. Yeah, definitely count me down.
No, I'm not that to me is torture.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, you just
kind of got to
breathe through it, man. But that what I'm saying this is being cold like that and feeling the rejuvenating and the actual healing powers of that shit, like realizing like, oh, I could still be out in like 32, 37 degree weather and get the same benefit. It's not as good because it's like I've done 3 minutes and negative 18. So, you know, 32 is tolerable and I don't know. It's like it's better without the sweat and all that shit like that. And it's less crowded. It's less crowded. You know what I mean?
Because niggas don't want to be cold like that.
Yeah. But whatever. You said you do like running? No, you run in the summer?
I like running. I like running in the street more than anything. That was always fun. I would always run the lap around my neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah. Early morning runs in the city, like the on that rocky shit. I love that.
Yeah, because the street just makes it just treacherous. Like it's not even. Like you gotta run around shit. It's
that's
just,
why I love me a good nice treadmill.
A treadmill?
Treadmill, nice even.
Eat your knees up.
Yeah, that shit would be shin splints like a motherfucker.
If the treadmill gives you shin splints?
Night run, you know.
I just walk upward for 15 minutes. I'm gonna start doing that.
You know what's funny? Y'all wanna hear something funny? So yeah. T is trained. I got T into running. I don't know what made T come to me 1 year. You came to me 1 year, you saw an ad on the subway that was like, yo, I wanna run the Brooklyn half. I was like, oh, all right, cool. You know what I mean? And that was like her first, run. Very ambitious. She went not for the 5K, not for a 10K. She went straight for the half marathon, which is 13 miles. But she had like 4 months to train for it. So I'm like, all right, cool. I'll help you train for it. I trained with her and then I ran my half the week before she did. So she had to do the half by herself. Now she was in the race and Ralph, the owner of this network, was also in the race. It's been funny. She finished before Ralph, and Ralph has not let that shit go. It's been almost a year, like a little over 2 years, and he's still training hard.
What
was
his time compared to your time?
I'll be honest with you. I don't even know. And like sometimes he'll check in with me and be like, "You still running?
Yeah, yeah.
What are your miles?" And I'm like a minute ahead of him. He'd be like, "Oh, that's cool. That's cool."
Yeah, he don't like that.
He didn't like the.
But I didn't even know we were in a competition.
Wait, so you're still actively running?
I run once a week. I'm doing weight training now.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's nice.
That's why I've been yapping about this too. But I think if anything, in lieu of getting a dog, I should just start a run group for dogs. I would just get up and run people's dogs in the morning.
Wow. That's fun.
Yeah. That's really all I want to do with dogs. I don't really want to do all the other shit. I don't want to deal with the medicine.
You can run around. You can do a couple laps around Prospect.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But like
two laps and you'd be done, really.
What you mean?
Like you do two laps around Prospect Park.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good run right there.
Yeah, 6 miles. It's a little over six and a half.
You're doing way more than six nowadays, ain't you?
No. So what I do when I'm not training, I try to stay within the 3 to 6 mark because training 6 consistently, I don't care who's listening, it feels like I'm a bitch. Training 6 or more consistently, you are hurting yourself for no reason. Shout out to Dan Lamort. Dan Lamort used to call me a bitch all the time for stopping. You all know Dan, right?
Comic. Dan Lamort, yeah.
And Dan
he's
would
on
do,
the spectrum.
Dan, yeah. But Dan would do all these long runs, 10, 12, 30s, all that shit. And he's telling me about how, like, he's really fucked up right now. You know what I mean? I'm like, yeah, that's why I just do a nice little three on the weekend.
I want to talk about how I think Dan Lemoore's faking being on the spectrum. I remember Dan Lemoore.
Let's go.
He was a fat, clever man who was selling weed and getting to it. Like, when you talk, now you on the spectrum.
Yeah, man. Because when he thinned out, he got on the spectrum.
Yeah, nah, put some respect on everybody with the extra chromosome, fam. Like, you fine.
That's so funny. Shout out Dan Lemoore is funny.
He is not Ree. All right, he is fine. Yeah. You know,
it'll be funny though to see who has to take this back when it's not popular, like when it's no longer. Especially, I'm telling you, man, people gonna get outed for faking it.
They just got old boy who was about the Indian nigga who was about to be the host of the Daily Show for Lion.
Oh, you talking about Hasan Minhaj?
Yeah.
What happened? I don't know.
That nigga was over here telling big ass fibs in his fucking material. Oh,
yeah. Hasan Minhaj.
Hasan Minhaj.
That's what he's calling him. No, but then he told me there was a video with receipts. That's what he told me. Didn't you watch my 20-minute video with receipts? I'm like, nah, I ain't watched that.
That's
wild. But good for him.
Man, the New York Times said you was lying. I'm going to trust the New York Times.
And you from New York, so yeah, do your thing, girl.
But it always changes. The vibe always changes. And I'm glad we got to this point. There's a video of commercials that did not age well. It's a compilation.
Let's watch.
This is wild to see things that were freely advertised to the public. And to see what they all ended up being now, you'd be like, yo, that's crazy that we ever watched this shit on TV. That's wild.
Let's get to it.
Chocolate.
Uh-oh.
Milk.
Introducing Jell-O Stir and Snack Pudding.
Chocolate.
A whole new way to snack.
Good.
Chocolate.
Don't worry, I'm making you a cup of this new stuff. Stir.
I need a snack. Jell-O pudding. My own cup of rich creaminess.
Oh, she put something in the drink. She put a pill in it.
Now you can have pudding one cup at a time.
You got any vanilla?
I can do that.
All right, pause that. I know they only saying that because it's Cosby, but pudding that you could just stir like that, what the fuck is that? That is chocolate milk, but pudding?
That's like cake in a cup. Have you seen that?
Nah.
There's like cups that look like mugs that you put in the microwave for like 60 seconds. Boom, you have cake.
You seen that Oreo hack? Wow. They put four Oreos in a mug, milk. Little flour, and they put a little baking soda and sugar, and they stir it up, put it in the microwave for a minute, and you got an Oreo cake.
That's some white people shit.
But that is wild how people was freely having their kids around Cosby like that, you know?
Yo, Bill Cosby was America's dad for a time. First of all, that commercial not even that bad.
It's not. No, that's not bad. I know they only put that in there because of Cosby, but I will say
his reaction to the vanilla was a little wicked.
You got...
His reaction to the vanilla was a little wicked.
You're not just going to stir
it like this. That nigga said, bitch.
Yeah. I don't want my kids just home just randomly making pudding like out of magic. Like
okay,
that.
What's next?
Give me the next one.
Understand life. Read Dianetics by L. Ron Hubbard. It's a great investment in yourself.
This come the nigga on. That founded
pause
Mormonism?
That. Pause
no,
that.
That's
exactly.
The Scientology nigga.
Right.
Oh, shit.
Bro, that was the book. I remember that Dianetics book and that being the theme of like the late 80s, early 90s. Get involved with this Dianetics.
What's Dianetics?
L. Ron Hubbard
that's
got the answer.
That's basically Scientology before Scientology.
Right.
Okay.
But
that's what led
that
up to Scientology.
That was a commercial that they was pushing. That shit clearly ended up being a motherfucking scam. So,
wow. All
right, what's this next one? I seen the Twin Towers, so you already know this is about
myself. Georgia.
Oh, that's the tower windows.
The 90s was a wild time.
Oh. Oh.
He's just jumping over the towers.
Oh,
AT&T
no.
can streamline the way you do business, so there's no limit to what you can do.
Oh, God.
Wow. People falling from
people
the towers.
People falling from the tower. Oh, God. Damn. That was terrible,
that was
bro.
1996.
God damn.
That was fucking awful.
That was
bro.
So bad.
Damn, that didn't age well.
Wow. Run that shit back.
Can we run that back? That's kind of fucked up.
Right, it's a perfect shot of him just in between.
Just
look at this
falling
shit.
Between the
this
towers.
This is crazy. That's crazy. That was a crazy
the
shot.
The windows.
It's coming up. Wait, it's still coming. Hold on.
Oh,
this is it. Oh!
God damn.
Yo, your heart skipped a beat a little bit, didn't it?
Yeah, that would hurt. That would hurt bad. That would hurt bad.
Ooh.
God
my
damn,
heart,
that's
my
terrible.
Heart jumped. I was like, ooh.
Ah, wow. AT&T probably has no idea that that even existed.
Wait, I have to talk to about this because Reg is a native New Yorker. Do you still, like, clench your butt cheeks when you see a plane get too close to the Trade Center?
A little bit. So, yeah, do y'all remember where y'all was at?
How
y'all
was in college.
Yeah, yeah, I was in school. Yeah. But my sister moved to Arizona and she worked next to an airport. She was on a smoke break and she didn't know that she was next to an airport. So this, you know, the planes get super close and the plane is coming into land and she starts running and all her employees were like, or her coworkers were like, yo, what the fuck are you doing? And she's like, guys, 9/11, what is your problem? Like, there's a plane coming and they're like, dude, there's an airport right next door. And she's like, yeah. I swear to God, my heart fell to the floor. I swear to God, 9/11.
Yeah, man, that's terrible. I remember I was I skipped school to go school shopping that day.
This nigga.
And I was waiting for my pop to come pick me up, and me and my mom watching the news like, yo, what the fuck happened?
Mind you, by 9/11, we're like a week into the school year.
Yeah,
what do you mean? He's shopping for school.
Yeah, I was school shopping. No, I was because my dad came late, and I was going to pick up my polos and my guesses. It was time to get Tim's and all that shit. I was going to Philly. I was going to the gallery to get fly. And my dad still picked up all my clothes and shit, but he couldn't fly home for like a week.
Damn.
Because of everything that shut down. Damn, he had to stay at my uncle's house in D.C. Then he had to wait a while, and then he finally caught a flight back home.
That's crazy. That's when I started flying after that. I remember for some reason, Southwest, you could fly anywhere for like $59 after that. And I was like,
yeah, that's one hell of a discount, nigga. Jesus Christ.
All right, what's the next video you got there?
That commercial was great.
When I joined Halliburton, I knew I was going to work on some big things. We put out a few fires at work. Once ran into a small challenge of getting some supplies to our troops. We built bridges, schools all over the world.
Oh.
The biggest thing? Serving our troops. Good old American
God
food.
Damn.
Right, feel just a little closer to home.
Yo, here's the thing. All right. Do you think the actors...
Halliburton.
God damn. It was a commercial for Halliburton.
Nigga, first of all, that was the owner of Halliburton. That
right.
Not even an actor.
But I'm talking about the actors in a commercial that's like, hey, we're serving. Like, do you think they look back on that? I was like, damn. You know, because like you just took an acting gig.
If I know actors the way I know actors,
they don't even know.
Well, now what happened with Halliburton again? Refresh my memory.
They were like a
scam. They were. They still are.
Yeah, but they stole like a bunch of money, right? Like government funding for some shit. I'm not.
They either do that or they're just a big government contractor in general.
Yeah. Okay. T, could you look that up, please? What's the big Halliburton? I don't know, but I know Halliburton scam.
They probably got several scandals, really.
Yeah. I hear that a lot of people scream about Halliburton when they talk about like 9/11 and all that kind of shit. Like
really?
That. Those government conspiracy right-wing people.
Those
white guys
sure.
that are always yelling at the gas station. They're like, just like,
hey, they're not like a black rock, but there's a lot of money in Halliburton for sure, especially government contracts. I'm trying to lock down some government contracts as a comedian. Like, y'all need entertainers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they just throw money at it. They just throw, like, the government will throw money at entertainment the way, like, a casino throws money at it. Like, here's $20,000. Do a show.
Halliburton was found to be in violation of federal trade barriers in Iraq and Libya, having sold these countries dual-use oil drilling equipment, and through its former subsidiary, Halliburton Logging Services, sending 6 pulse neutron generators to Libya.
Oh wow, this is like the plot of fucking
did they get shut down or did they just have
no,
to pay fines?
They still be running.
So like a fucking Marvel movie.
What I don't understand is how you guys didn't catch his words the imagery. He was using some very non-aggressive sounding words to talk about war.
Double speak.
Well, I saw the fires and I saw
this and then we put the fire.
We built so many schools.
Yeah.
And we just served them cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
Serve them cheeseburgers. Here's your cheeseburgers.
Oh God!
Still tastes like bomb.
Right.
Oh, still taste the gunpowder on. Yeah.
What's the cheeseburger going to do if I'm all fucked
little
up?
Little C4
the game?
On there.
Yeah. What's next?
Keep going. What else is on there? What else is
on there? To serve our troops.
All right. You've got this huge customer. Come on, there you man.
Go, T. Oh, that's not real.
There you go, T.
That's man. Not real. I got scared just now.
Yo, it went right by it. I don't like planes next to buildings, man. UPS online tracking software
to see your customers. But the Twin Towers were very, like,
it was iconic.
Right, right.
They weren't the prettiest thing, but they were, like, in a lot of different.
Iconic New York. It was in Ninja Turtles. It was everywhere.
That was wild. Let it keep playing.
Fogel, no denying your body's changed over the years.
Yes.
Sir, this committee must know, did you ingest anything that helped create this change?
To make a commercial putting Jared on trial?
It's Jared.
Go on.
Usually a 6-inch turkey breast sub for lunch.
Oh, no.
You get those over the counter?
Yes, at a Subway restaurant.
This is wild.
This is insane.
That nigga fucked a kid, yo.
But they forecasted having this motherfucker on trial.
Just for something else. There was kids in those sandwiches.
Whatever they needed.
Oh no, what's this?
Made it the best it could be.
Oh no, they building gallows?
That same fundamental is still practiced today in Amana, Iowa, the home of Amana Appliances, a Raytheon.
Wait a minute, they was built.
Whatever you make it the best. It
wait a second.
Raytheon.
Wait, what was
wait a minute, they was building. I know what that was.
They went
that
from pilgrims to refrigerators.
But the pilgrims looked like they was building the shit you hang niggas from. That's run that back.
Those are the gallows that niggas.
Is this nigga? Are they building the gallows? Go back.
A guillotine? No, not a guillotine.
The gallows. That's where they hung motherfuckers.
Is that what they was building?
Play that shit again.
Yeah, trying to show these cats getting it together.
Yeah, look. A lot of woodwork. They building a farm, bro.
You sure? It looked like the nuns that be outside.
I
ain't
gonna lie, this right here looked nuts. What was all this?
That looked like they was. Yeah. I saw ropes.
I ain't get this.
Home of Amana Appliances, a Raytheon company.
So they went from hanging motherfuckers to serving motherfuckers.
That's weird. Raytheon.
That was weird.
I'm like, is this the story of this company?
What's this one?
What's this one? This one probably gonna hurt.
2000 and beyond.
Triggered by this men's room.
Welcome, analysts. This was a challenging fiscal year for the company. Due to unpredictable weather, earnings are down. Welcome, analysts. But as everyone knows, you can't predict the weather. There's nothing you can do about it.
Enron? Oh, shit. Oh, Enron.
This is him doing the soft sale?
Yeah.
He needed that bread to fix the weather. He took everybody money.
Yeah.
Everybody money.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and that was just a regular commercial that was running, man. You got to watch the shit that they be out there today,
but
man.
But that's what I got a theory. Anything that got a commercial is not good for you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Rubbing alcohol don't got a commercial. You know why? Because it works.
Yeah. Yep. Chinese food ain't got no commercial.
Yep. You know why? Because it's not good.
Fruit don't have no commercial. Apples, bananas, none of that shit got no commercial.
Pineapple?
Right. No. I don't eat food that got a commercial.
Schools with a commercial, no good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Cars
yeah.
with a commercial, no,
no
good.
Good.
Yeah. If you got to advertise it, it ain't no good.
There you go.
Yeah. This would be a bad time to do plugs, wouldn't it? Come on out and see me at the blah, 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 blah.
Halliburton.
Enron.
Enron. Right. Damn, what's this one? Like uh-oh. One uh-oh.
I think a Tic Tac is clearly better than a Certs.
Oh, yeah.
No, really. With only 1.5 calories? Tic-tac freshens your breath just as well as...
Who that? I know her.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Well, let's see.
Oh, shit. You can't do shit like that.
I'm almost convinced.
Not me.
Oh, right. I am convinced.
Tic-tac.
He went for the second one.
Oh, a little tic-tac sexual harassment.
That
hell
was some
yeah.
tic-tac harassment right there.
But I miss back in the day when you could get when you could give it a little harassment. Shorty just roll her eyes about me.
Right.
She really did.
When they used to just
All right. Nah, I'm gonna stop joking.
Like, I'm married.
You could lose your whole career for that move right there.
That was wild. Like, I can. Insane. You can't do shit like that.
But look, that hairdo let you know he was bad news.
But that think about that. That was presented to a team. Audience. A team, and yeah. They was all like, hell yeah. Everyone came together to make that commercial.
He
was
forced
like,
that kid. He got yeah. one. He got
little,
one.
He was a little rapey.
He yeah. got one. He was in her face, man. That was a little rapey. Tough. You shouldn't know. This shit don't age good, man. You can't be kissing bitches just because you got mints in your mouth. She got mints in hers.
Why not? We were testing that.
You want to do it. You want to do it, but you can't.
They don't test to text like that at the factory.
And still said, I'm almost convinced.
And went in for the second. Nigga wanted second. She's like, nigga, what are you doing?
She said, my G.
She said, whoa. That's pretty wild.
Who was that? Was that Helen Hunt? Is that who that was?
This nigga no, that's so funny.
That wasn't Helen Hunt? I'm being racist?
Some random white woman? Yeah. Really?
just naming out white women's names, bro.
I thought she looked. She could have been Helen Hunt. Yeah. I don't know.
That was young Helen Hunt.
Sigourney Weaver.
Young Helen
Hunt. Yo, bro. Pretty excellent. Crazy let's stuff. I like these videos. Week. Go ahead, Dave. I like these.
Is that? Okay, what else?
Okay, what we got?
I don't know how you do it. I put together
Trumpy!
Some impressive deals. But this thing you've pulled off, it's amazing.
Trump and McDonald's?
Trump and McDonald's. That's terrible.
And Grimace. What's your secret? Got a buck? You're in luck. All of these things have come back. Except for the dollar.
But that's crazy.
Chicken sandwich.
Selling a dollar. The dollar menu?
Dollar menu.
Hold on. Pause that. This is wild, too, because I've always said the dollar menu is synonymous with the downfall of any fast food chain.
Wow.
And that's wild that they're showing Trump partnering up with the dollar menu. Like, yeah, we're going to run this country, nigga. Like, whoa.
Also, that was
that's
definitely,
funny.
That was
the
definitely
arm
a body
arm.
Double. That was
that wasn't Trump?
Trump like, y'all not paying me enough to touch nothing.
Yeah, that's so
yeah.
Funny.
All the back shots. Yeah, nobody. Nobody gets shot from the back in Hollywood. Pause.
Or everybody gets shot from the back in Hollywood. Yo, honestly, bro, like that's my biggest fear, bro. Like, something like every nigga got it. Everyone got to suck a dick to move up in Hollywood, bro. Like,
everybody asked themselves that, especially the niggas that's conscious of that shit. I hope not either, bro.
Yeah, I don't.
Because I don't want to do it.
Can you find the clip that you sent me of Danny Brown on the podcast explaining why he was doing the shit that he was doing in the bedroom? I think that this will something because we noticed this when people get
Danny Brown was shitting on girls.
He gonna tell you what he was doing and why he was doing it. But what I think is fascinating about this is it always seems to come with like celebrity and like that kind of access.
Okay.
Is where you get into the weird shit. You know what I mean? And I was wondering, what is that? Is it because you rich? Is it like what?
Would y'all shit on a girl she asked y'all to?
I don't think I have that in me, man.
I don't have it in me.
Gaines definitely would not because I took Gaines to a sex club for a show one time and Gaines was so uncomfortable.
Yeah, we had to do a show at a sex club. It wasn't an active sex club. Clear that story up before you just start saying
yeah,
that shit. I took this nigga to a sex club.
It
nah.
was a sex club that was letting me rent out the space.
Right.
It was a show going stuff. On. It was a produced show at what's the word I'm looking for? At an unprovoked, it was like a
swingers club,
a dormant swingers club. So okay. Basically,
dormant is the word, yeah.
Dormant. So everybody was just sitting on the beds enjoying laughs. They wasn't nothing goofy going on.
Okay,
but
was it scheduled
nigga,
to go
the
on later?
Walls just screamed nasty shit.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
They had a fucking 11 man shower on the way to the showroom. I said, oh, this shit is fucking
like crazy. The YMCA.
Yeah, they had an 11 man shower.
Y'all
like
had
a big
to walk
ass,
through that to
I
get to
said,
the main room.
Oh,
yo, son, Derek was cool until he looked over to the other side of the room. He saw the shower. He
I was like, nigga, is
it
that
gets
like
disgusting in here?
Oh, yeah. I was like, oh my god, that's like a rec size center shower.
Yeah,
and son, then bed.
Nigga, you can see that nigga's innocence leave him when he
I was
saw
like,
the
oh my mom, sorry.
Derek does not do well with like adult situations popping up.
Yeah.
Bobby was talking about this a week ago. We was at a after hours and people did cocaine. Derek lost his fucking mind.
You know who Ooh, Derek is?
Y'all was doing coke.
There's a meme that says, don't do cocaine around me if I can't stare and ask questions.
Because I always got questions for the coke people. Because I don't do coke. I just don't. I watch it done and be like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all?
But I've never seen this nigga like.
I was upstairs doing coke.
Yeah,
that's what Joe was doing.
He did that.
Was out here doing
he
coke.
He did that to
he got
girls
no chill.
Who
he
came
got no
back
chill.
From the restroom. Was you able to find it? Play this video. Listen to what Danny Brown is saying and see if this don't explain why people do some of the shit they do.
Right.
Hey, Danny, my girlfriend just turned dirty 30 and to do something special, I thought I could pee on her during sex. It's cold here in Tennessee. I figured I would wet her up to the warm bedroom play. Do you have any experience with golden live streams. How should I bring it up? Still living in the same hood where my mama is. Shouts out to you, Dave. Yeah, I definitely peed on a bitch, but that was always the time. That will always be the time when I did like too much coke and shit and my dick wouldn't get hard. Now and you just got to just start improvising and start doing crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? So you would pee on a bitch, spit on her. You know, something about that cocaine, man, makes you a degenerate. And it makes you just do wild shit you never thought you would do. So, you know, you would smack a bitch up, do all kind of crazy wild shit. You just really trying to just get all the tension away that your dick ain't getting hard no more. So you acting like you just extra freaky nasty nigga. But at the end of the day, you got erectile dysfunction.
That is a word.
Just let me kick you down the stairs.
That is the most honest. Let me kick you down the stairs.
Hold your head out the window while I spank your ass.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That is the most honest you are ever going to get. Ain't in all of that as far as shit. Why.
And not since I've been sober. I'm just a normal sexual guy.
Thank you. Thank you. I totally agree.
Getting hard. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Danny Brown. For being honest
that's
on
wrong.
That,
no need for apologies.
I promise
Danny Brown.
You, I think that's what it is, man. Once you get to a part in these parties where you got women that are down to do whatever, and you know your system is so full of drugs, these chicks is going to leave disappointed. I might as well give them a story. And I think the cocaine makes you think,
wow,
this is the story right now. And they're going to love this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I couldn't even imagine being on so many drugs that a shit is the answer to the problem.
Just
because
your dick ain't hard. You're just trying to derive.
I mean,
trying
but think about that. The embarrassment.
Off the fact
you
that you
all
ready.
Know the embarrassment of having
when
a
your
Mr.
Dick
Softy.
Not working, when your dick not working, it's the least photogenic it's ever been. Like,
right.
Yeah, you don't even know.
Right.
Yeah, you been
and now
terrible.
You got the.
Like he's like, yo, I can't.
Right. And this is at this point, you just protecting your manhood.
Yeah.
Well, so what? I couldn't get it up. She let me shit on her.
Yeah, you just got to trump your bullshit. So with her.
First of all, she like, yeah. I didn't let you. You just shitted.
There you, exactly. That's it. So they can just take out the fact that your dick wasn't working. That's some wild shit. That's the coke math.
Right.
That's coke math. That's good for you.
I remember having a girl do this to me when I was a kid. The girl that I lost my virginity to.
Okay.
I was on some slime ball shit about
slime.
It. Where I agreed to be her boyfriend.
Slime.
Then I broke up with her because I couldn't figure out how to hit.
Slime.
You know what I mean? We was like, oh, we go together. We talking on the phone, but I don't know how to get you to come over and let me hit.
Oh,
you know
slime.
What I mean? So I broke up with her, and she was all like really, really upset about it. And slime. Then like I got back with her, and then she let me hit.
Slime, lime, lime, lime.
And it was my first time, so it was bad.
Slime. So what happened?
But. And she and then I broke up with her after I gave her bad sex.
So slime, slime,
so
slime.
She was already on the warpath.
It was slime.
She went to the block where I would hang out at. Right.
It was slime.
Oh no!
This is one of those weird days where my mom. Shout out to my mom. She was always good for this.
Slime.
My mom would pull up on me every now and again. And be like, "Get in the car. We getting out of it. We gonna go do something." My mom would just want to get me out of the neighborhood. My mom would take me. You know, let's go down to the waterfront. Just look at something else. You need to stop hanging out. Here.
Slime.
You
know I mean? Slime.
So my mom pulled up on me, took me off the block that day.
Slime.
She come on the block and she basically like, oh, where Dave at? You know, I let Dave hit the other day. Dave, he got a little dick. He came fast. All that.
Slime.
And it was just like, it's brutal, right? Like, so
ooh.
My homies, right. One of my homies, shout out to one of my best friends, one of my
slime,
oldest friends
slime.
In the world, my friend Ed. My friend Ed had called me that night and be like, yo, man, Aisha came on the block and blew your spot up. What happened? And at least I got ahead of it. So when I went to school Monday and they was all ready to clown. And
slime.
I fucked, though. I still fucked.
Slime.
I still fucked.
Yo, that's the most bulletproof reply.
Right, right.
Even when old girl, I remember old girl made them fucking Instagram pages on me. I said, I still fuck, bitch.
Right, right.
That's right.
Oh, that's right.
That's
you did
right.
With an
you,
embarrassing
you was Reggate.
Man.
I remember that.
Reggate.
That's right. Do you still, like, I mean, you brought it up, but do you still think about that? Like, does that still fuck with you?
I mean, I still tell the joke, so yeah.
Oh, yeah. And you got to relive it when you tell the joke, right?
Kinda.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just
material.
What I will say about it.
Hold on, share. My bad for the people who don't
know. We good. We good on that. Shit.
Sort of, kind of,
you know. Catch me on the road, man. You'll see.
catch me on the road to find out.
What I will say about the joke is people respect him more after he says it. So it's pretty wild. I've seen him gain. I've seen Reg gain rooms after that joke.
Well, yeah, that's because everyone in the room, you watch the light be shined on everybody in the room. They go, oh, that's what that was.
Yeah.
Nigga, that shit was rough because, like, I'm a real comedian. Nigga, you got power through that.
Right.
Like, she either going to take your food or you just going to make something of it. And
yeah.
Yeah, man, you got to use what's left.
Yeah.
Basically,
I will say this, and without giving away too much, he had a chick go full Rick Ross baby mom on him. Y'all see how Rick Ross baby mom?
Oh, yeah.
She be going live. Fuck this nigga. This nigga need to blah, blah, blah.
She's mad funny. So I know that she gives this nigga a headache.
Rick Ross baby mom?
Yeah, she be like, tell that fat bitch unblock me.
Yeah, man. Rick Ross ex chick is like a female Charleston White. It's yeah. kind of funny. Yeah.
Well, it's weird that she's back on it like that because, you know, 50.
50 the one that used to take her on the shopping sprees and...
Yeah,
expose her sex tape, right?
That's a weird thing because she sued 50 for that. You know that?
I did not know.
Even
that.
Though 50 took her on, so this is a
That's
weird
so
thing. Like, the way 50 handled this shit, it taught me how people with money move. All right, so somehow, some way, she pulled 50 into court and held him responsible for the leaking of the sex tape. Which I guess yes, but it is weird. Like, you made it.
And you gave it to him.
Not even you gave it to him. The old boy had the shit posted on a porn site.
Okay.
So it was already up. 50 just brought more attention to it to fuck with Ross. But this tape was already on porn sites because the dude leaked it.
Okay.
You didn't go after that dude because ain't no money.
Ain't no money going after the dude to put it up.
You went after 5th. It worked.
But
they
by law, him promoting it, it does bring more attention.
They found him liable, right? They found him liable. At that time, he had just lost that lawsuit, and he had lost another lawsuit right before that with SMS Audio. Remember when he had the headphones that were supposed to compete with Beats? That didn't work out well. There was a weird lawsuit. He got sued like 2-3 times that year, filed for bankruptcy. Now, the funny thing about filing for bankruptcy, that's when now your lawyer reaches out to all your creditors. You know what I mean? Like, all right, what you want to settle for? And they don't talk to the girl. They talk to her lawyer. Well, the lawyer not on her side. He only on his side. So he going to settle to make sure his bill get paid. You know what I mean? So it's like, all right, how much did she win for like the lawsuit? Let's say the lawsuit was $500,000, right? The lawyer going to be like, well, how much does she owe you in legal fees? Well, she owed me about $100,000. Oh. All right, well, why don't you make this offer? We'll settle for $110,000. You know what I mean? Like, and just see if she take it. And that's the only offer on the table where the lawyer going to tell you, yo, you need to take this because I'm trying to get paid. You know what I mean? And they got 2 years to restructure. So you can either stay on this case and I keep billing you for 2 years trying to get what we can get, on which case we don't know what we're going to get, or you could take this settlement right now. So for all of that, you only probably got like $10,000, and after taxes, that's like $5,500. You know what I mean? So it was like you did all of that just to run around, and 5th knew what he was doing. He knew what he was doing. That's why he slow played it like that. You know what I mean? He go like, oh, wow.
Pull you deeper into the water so you can't swim back.
Messing with these country Florida niggas. I got him.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Oh.
No, I like what you did there. You got yourself back in there. You did all right.
All right, what else we got going on, man?
My shades back on, nigga.
Yeah, put your shades on. Oh, you know what it is? It's fun for right now?
What's that?
You want to do another racist Japanese lesson?
Yeah.
You remember the dude? Remember the dude I showed y'all before?
Yeah.
This is a guy. He be teaching Japanese, and he teaches it on a very rudimentary or elementary level. But we can't figure out whether this is racist or not because he's a Japanese guy doing this shit.
Okay.
Shit is the wildest shit I've ever seen.
Come to my lesson, Earthlings.
What is this?
A riverbank.
How do you say it in Japanese? You say dote. Dote, but you must not confuse it with the word dote. It means virgin.
What?
That's right. You have to elongate the vowels. Dote. On the other hand, bank is dote, so it's shorter. Dote. Dote. So how do you remember whether you're gonna shorten or elongate the word? Well, you have to build a riverbank in a short span of time. So it's dote. Dote, dote. Virgin, on the other hand, dote. You elongate because some people wait a long time until they lose their
dote.
Dote.
Long, long journey. Now you have it, I will see you guys in the next Japanese lesson.
Bruh, come on. Between the White Castle lesson and the Virgin Bank lesson, I'm a
top four words in Japanese right now that I will never forget those words.
Yeah.
That's funny. You feel like that shit is racist? That shit is wild.
If he's doing it, it's not racist. If he's doing it, it's not racist.
It's not racist for several reasons. He's not even giving you words that you can make a real good. What am I going to do with virgin or bank?
Short or riverbank or whatever?
What am I going to do with them two words?
Nothing. But it's how he was saying it. It was really funny.
But he's teaching me that in Japanese, two words can mean the same thing. And it was the same lesson with the, we found out that the word white and castle were the same way. One was long and one was short, and he taught us the difference. And it was just like, holy shit, man. Like, I got it. You know what I mean?
Japanese are an interesting breed, man.
Yeah.
They do everything the best.
Yeah. That's what that, I mean, that's what TikTok is supposed to be for.
Oh, for learning.
Yeah. It's like, it gets it in your brain watching it over and over again.
Like, you remember that.
Yeah.
And then he ran it back up the shit. That shit was very funny.
And yeah, somebody, yeah, I ain't gonna lie, him running up and down the shit was the most entertaining part.
That kind of made me laugh a little bit, yeah.
Dote.
Dote. A long, long journey.
Because it's a long journey.
That's a weird way to go about it, too, man. Because it's like, what do you think is that guy's.
How long was your dote? How long was your dote?
Long enough.
Yeah, fucking. I lost my shit like 2021. It took a while.
Dote.
Because my mom got me churched in my head, so I was doing that whole celibacy thing, and then all of a sudden
you lost your virginity 3 years ago?
21, yeah.
2021?
No, when I was 20 or 21.
Oh, I was like, Derek.
Tiana wants to do comedy, and she's gonna be
Tiana.
A pun.
Funny man.
I'm not trying to be.
She's gonna be a pun.
No.
She's gonna be a pun comic.
She's gonna be a pun.
Give it up for that's the Taino spirit.
Wait,
talking
about are you?
That's
I wish
there was a camera in there so you could see her elbow shuffle.
Me and T are working on a show called Taino Night Live, and we're going to be showcasing all Puerto Rican comedians. Yeah. It's going to be a great time. Taino Night Live.
And they're all going to be wearing blazers.
Y'all and Julio Diaz.
Yeah.
No, we're all just going to be wearing blazers, jeans, and sneakers.
And talking about how crazy their moms are.
My
Latina mother is crazy.
The Tainos. Taino Night Live. Gonna have a good time.
Speaking of, I told y'all we did the dance class, right?
Oh, shit. So what happened?
Yeah. I told you.
Which
guys
one of y'all got two left feet?
Nobody. I could dance. Okay. I could dance pretty good.
Oh, he tried to get you on the lesson. I remember
you
told me.
Yeah, I didn't go back. I didn't go back because we was traveling this week, and I realized I really don't have time to do this, but I do plan on going back. The guy, he wasn't touching me, which was cool. I got to, you know. I mostly dance with T.
They gotta grip you by your waist and shit.
That's what I was worried about. That's what I was worried about.
Do the voice again?
Oh, come on. You gotta do like
this. You gotta do the.
Big chin nigga grabbing Dave by the waist.
Right, man. I'm like, come on, man. You gotta chill, dog. Like, just talk to me. Talk to me,
bro. Bro, listen. I'm gonna listen, bro. I'm coachable.
You gotta treat me like a horse, bro. Like, just grab me by the reins, use the carrot, whatever. But
I have to guide you, Papa.
Right.
Come here.
Because if you behind me and you tapping, you might get kicked.
Okay, that's a nice.
You
saw
catch a nice
that.
Horse kick fucking around
horse
back there.
Horse kick with
first
the kick.
First of all, with the poppy talk.
Right.
My name's Dave. We went over this already. Yeah.
Papa.
Yo, slow down that poppy talk, nigga.
Although I will say this, I've learned.
I did feel secure in his arm.
No, I'm gonna say this. I'm better. This is gonna sound weird, but I'm learning Spanish men. They're not as hard to deal with as you thought. I thought not so much because I was on the outside. I wasn't a Spanish dude. But, like, I've been learning Spanish, so I'm getting really good on my Duolingo. I can understand it. I can talk more at the barbershop because men are more forgiving. Men can accept the fact of, like, yeah, this motherfucker's new at it. He don't talk that well. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Women correct you and make you feel bad about the shit.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And that's where I was talking to my homie Monroe about it. Monroe been married to a Spanish woman years now, right? Doesn't speak a lick of Spanish because... He's so tired of his woman correcting him that he's like, man, fuck it. I ain't even gonna touch it. You know what I mean?
I got you.
Speaking of, I was at his house. I had that fucking Peruvian chicken. I almost passed out.
Ain't that shit great?
Mid interview, almost passed out.
The Peruvians know how to make a good bird with the sachi papas with the hot dogs and the French fries.
A little green hot sauce.
And the green hot sauce with the lomo soltado.
Good stuff.
Yeah, I'm about to get a Spanish wifey, man.
Hey, man, how much longer we got? It's hot as fuck in here, bro.
Oh, yeah, we actually done. Yeah.
All right, guys. Yo, I had mad fun with y'all niggas, as always, man.
Thank you, you ain't even gonna wait for the sign off.
My bad.
I
was just like, yo, it's hot. But
I thought Gaines called it. My bad.
Oh, yeah, no, we still gonna sign off, but I thought you about to dap up and just walk off.
No, you ain't gonna do
funny.
That.
No. It was
just
funny.
Saying, I'm burning the fuck up. Like, let's do this.
You got that warm ass Burberry on. Burberry don't make t-shirts, nigga.
This shit don't breathe, nigga. It worked. That's why outside.
That's a high cotton count. That shit tight.
Yeah, this shit is tight. This shit, this ain't got no breath in it. It worked for the cold. See, come on, man.
All right, man. Listen, come and see us on the road. Please go to the Linktree. See all of the live show dates. Get the tickets in advance if you're in the town. Don't fuck around.
Don't fuck around.
Make sure you follow Reg on social media. What's
Reg
it again?
Thomas, REGTHOMAS. On our platforms, on the road, headlining in DC sometime in April.
There you go, boy.
Baltimore sometime in April.
There you go, boy.
We're getting down there.
We're running around, man.
T, you want to sign us off? Say goodbye.
Peace, everyone. Make sure you go to Linktree/NNFA so you can see us on the road. Philly tickets go live this Friday, so we better see you there because everyone's complaining that we're not in Philly, so we're going to be
right,
in Philly.
Yeah. Also, tell them about your show you got coming up, Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Complaining is going to be on the show. Derek, come through. Valentine's Day. I'm doing a show with Los Canas Club.
I'm bringing my shorty with me.
Stone for Love. We're doing a dating. It's a fake dating comedy show where we're going to have a lady checking Derek and a couple of other contestants on who's going to be the best love of their life for the night. So come through. We got like free liquor.
When I tell you,
weed.
I'm going to sit. I'm an alley-oop Sim
so
the whole show. I'm alley-oop and Sim. The entire show.
Oh, you're not going to go for it? You're not going
to
go for it?
There's going to be challenges. It's going to be, like, fun. It's meant to be fun.
All right.
It's not meant to set you up so that your girl thinks you're cheating.
All right.
So when was the last time?
Because my girl was like, really? You doing a dating show? I was like, what the fuck,
What if she a baddie and she chews you? So wait, you going to dress down that day? Because what if you got that shit on?
Nigga, I'm always wear my shit. I'm always wear.
What if you got
nigga,
that
fly
shit on? And now she's like, I want that guy with the Burberry shirt on.
I know exactly what every girl says about me. I'm a pompous asshole, so it gets around.
She's not a comic.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. The one with the back
the
roll.
Bachelorette
the
is
one
not
with
a
the
comic.
Back roll. She had a little pinch on the back of her roll.
You
saw the flyer.
You see what I'm saying?
I thought she was. She ain't a comic.
She's not a comic.
She had a little back fat. It was cute.
Let's come on, civilian.
She had a little back fat.
She had that one little soft
fat. If this hottie can make Derek control himself.
I love
himself.
That little pinch. I kissed that little pinch.
Pull up the flyer with the little back fat. Pull the back fat up, T. She had like a little, her name was Canna something with the back fat.
I grab it and whisper in her ear.
She goes by Canna Bay.
Canna Bay?
Canna Bay had a nice back roll, Red. She had a meaty little back roll.
That's a weed smoking chick there.
Yeah. She had a little back roll.
Your girl don't smoke.
Let me see what this
shit
is.
Hey, man, stop.
I'm just.
Yo, she had a little back roll. Reg, it was cute. Look at that little cute. Look at that little roll in the back.
I remember her.
Oh, I like that. I don't remember her. What happened? That sound like some shit.
Stone for Love, the dating game show.
It's all Sim. I'm giving the whole show to Sim.
Simeon Goodson will be on
Sim
that.
Simeon and Mario.
Time.
Mario.
Mike Figgs. You guys love Mike Figgs. Yeah. We had it. You know, and Mike is terrible with the ladies.
Hey, here's some popcorn for your home.
Come see Mike.
Oh, big,
Lisa
big draws. Miss
oh, so
Biggie
nice,
Big.
A nice little NNFA
yeah,
lineup,
she's
man.
She's our comic Cupid for the night.
Oh, she, yeah, I know her. She was here doing a show when I wasn't here, right? You had her here?
I thought you. Oh, you wasn't on that?
Yeah, show? I don't know why Christine don't have me do none of her shows no more. I'll be like, sure.
So come and see that show and come see Reg on the side of his feelings.
I'm going to pull up. Like, yo, what the fuck?
Reg's
going
to be there like, yo, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, what the fuck is
so
this?
So it'll be a wild night altogether. Come check that out. Support Tiana and her endeavors. Support the squad. Make sure you follow us on the page, NNFA Podcast, on all platforms. Thank you guys, everybody, for tuning in, leaving comments, and whatever you got. Follow Derek at The Great Boy on all social media platforms.
And follow David. I am Dave Temple. And remember, talk to God and eat those vegetables.
I'm the God, so talk to me. I'll see you soon on the online.
We
This shit was fun. Thank y'all.
Peace.
This episode of No Need for Apologies was performed in front of a studio full of people that were half listening while they were working on something else.